Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Citizens of the Holy City. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Revelation 21:22. For some, city life evokes the excitement and challenge of being in a fast-paced beehive of business and opportunity. For others, it represents crime, squalor, poverty, unfulfilled dreams, dashed hopes, terrible loneliness. But one city will change all that the Holy Jerusalem, the great city of God that John describes in Revelation 21. To understand the uniqueness of this city, says Alexander McLaren, you must reverse the miseries of earth. Walk with Alexander McLaren, a Scottish-born pastor of a church in Manchester, England in the 1800s, all turns on two great thoughts: the blessed closeness of perfect and eternal union between God and men, and the consequent dawning of a new day in which all human ills shall be swept away. When the church was on the old earth, God dwelt with his people in reality, but alas, with many breaks in their relationship caused by his people defiling the temple. But in the future, everything that was symbolic shall be spiritual reality, and there will be no separation between the God who tabernacles among his people and the people in whom he dwells. His presence drives away all evils as the risen moon clears the sky of clouds. How can sorrow or crying or pain or death live where he is? Reverse the miseries of earth and you know something of the joys of heaven, but begin with God's presence or you will know nothing of its the most joyful joy. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 27.
One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Think of John's description as a travelogue of the heavenly Jerusalem, a city in which there is no temple, for the Lamb is personally present. No sun or moon, for the Lamb is its light. No night, for the sun always shines there. No defilement, for holiness is its hallmark. Best of all, there is no waiting list to become one of its citizens. Now, wouldn't you agree that's a city you'll enjoy living in forever?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.